This is a CNA podcast.
Now, Singapore Today with Lance Alexander and Melanie Oliveira.
Very, very heartfelt pop song. It's called Heart Thief by Sky Shen, a local singer-songwriter and musician. You'll soon be able to see Sky perform live this Saturday in celebration of Temasek Shophouse's birthday. The Social Impact Hub, which turns four this month, wants to bring together change makers and the community that's us to celebrate philanthropy, diversity and sustainability. Well, according to focal agency SG Enable, 3.4% of Singapore's resident population aged between 18 to 49 years old is, they say, disabled.
By and large, the local arts and music scene is always quick to embrace diversity, which brings us back to that one-day concert this Saturday called Live at Temasek Shophouse. It's taking place from 2:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. So let's bring on two of their performers now. You just heard from him, Sky Shen, singer-songwriter with muscular dystrophy, as well as Claire Teo, a visually impaired, classically trained soprano. They're both mentored by Art Dis, a charity that creates opportunities for people with disabilities, or PWDs, in the arts. Thanks so much for joining us, Sky and Claire. Share with us, what was the moment you decided to pursue music professionally? Let's begin with Claire first, then Sky will join in.
Hi, Joel. Hi, Claire. Hi, Mel. I first started pursuing performance when I was in secondary three, when I watched Phantom of the Opera and I decided I was going to be Christine Daae. So I discovered theatre. And of course, dreams have changed, but I've learned that theatre is more than just entertainment, and it can bring so much connection, empowerment, and social change if we can give voice to the different communities around us.
Sky, what about yourself?
Hello, thanks for having me and Claire. I've always been interested in music as a kid. You know, I joined my poly choir and I was writing like little pieces of music on YouTube. But it was not until 2015 when I won a scholarship slash kind of award from SPD, a local social service agency, that I had the chance to study music at a music school locally. And at that point, I wanted to take it a bit more seriously, but I still kind of lacked the means of doing it professionally. It was only about 2 to 3 years back when I had the opportunity to join Beyond Display. It is a 2-year performing arts training program by Art Dis Singapore. And they basically try to help people with disabilities who are interested in the arts pursue it more professionally, that more doors opened up and more possibilities became available. Yeah.
Nice. Claire, back to you. Always wanted to know which opera song or aria was challenging for you to perform at first because of this sheer, expanding your vocal range, right? But now you sing it pretty well and it's frequently on your set list.
I've always loved Nessun Dorma and O Mio Bambino Caro. So I never dared to sing it. 2 years ago, I would only do it in my bedroom and I would wince every time my voice cracked. But 2 months ago, not 2 months ago, in May, I think, I performed it, both songs in a medley for Art Dis's 30th anniversary gala. And it has been one of the most requested pieces so far for my gigs.
I can understand why, because Nessun Dorma is one of my personal favorite opera pieces as well. And Mel is nodding her head too.
Yeah,
it is so beautiful.
Especially the climax, right?
Yes, especially.
Wow.
So we are all waiting for that.
And we're waiting for you to sing it one day. Will you be singing it on Saturday?
I won't be singing it on Saturday, but there will be a lot more to catch. There will be pop songs and musical pieces as well, and especially the collaborations that you guys can look out for. So there'll be collaborations between non-disabled and disabled artists, and a collaboration between art forms as well. So as Sky and I are singing, you can look out for some visual artworks that will be happening concurrently.
All right. Before we go back to Sky, we want to hear a little bit more from you, Claire. You're also an actress and a ballet dancer as well. How do you use your sense of hearing, your feet, the coordination from the other performers around you, and the size of the stage to put up your performance?
I still feel really scared, honestly. Sometimes I feel afraid of falling off the stage or knocking into other people. Of course, I employ techniques like feeling each other, listening to each other's breath, feeling the heat from the stage lights, and counting my footsteps. But sometimes the fear just doesn't go away, and that's what I love about theatre. It gives me room to be vulnerable and real, and I wouldn't be judged for it, you know? And I've learned to be at ease being in this unknown.
Okay, that's very inspiring as well. You have to embrace the unknown and go in there. Don't pretend that you're brave and all. Just go in there knowing you have fears and addressing them all together. That's good advice there. Sky, your 5-track album Will You Love Me is available on streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. So what's with the song Will You Love Me about? And Will, as I can read it here, is W-H-E-E-L. Will You Love Me?
Yes, I think just like Claire has pointed out, art and, you know, for me, music is a way of giving voices to unique life experiences, to perspectives, and to social issues that we care about that may be more difficult to explore in our day-to-day lives. When I was exploring music and doing songwriting, I realized that a lot of mainstream pop and music is about love. You know, everyone talks about love being such a noble, universal human experience. If you have never loved, you have never lived. But as a person with disabilities growing up, I felt like our living experiences was quite different. Like when all my classmates were going on dates and were seeing people, I never really experienced that. And a lot of my peers that I met at different charity organizations, they also had similar experiences of kind of feeling isolated from what is deemed to be the quote-unquote normal trajectory of life. So Will You Love Me is kind of an EP about that, about my experience and my perspective on experiencing romantic love growing up. Yeah.
Pick a song from your album, your EP. Pick a line from that song that best captures and summarizes what you just told us about.
Well, Will You Love Me is actually a song in Mandarin. And the first line of the chorus says, 爱轮到我没,地球有七亿的人类,要我怎么相信没人和我登对? So it kind of translates to like, love, when will it be my turn? There are like 7 billion people in the world. Why does it feel like not a single one is compatible with me? So I think I was trying to bring out the feeling of isolation from more than just employment and you know, education aspects of life, but to cover more social and everyday feelings of people as well.
And the word wheel is because you're also referring to the wheels in a wheelchair, Sky.
Yes, that's right. I was kind of poking fun at how these issues intersect with my disability.
And we can watch that video on YouTube, on your official YouTube channel, and we can see that entire video and all the others that you have filmed as well for all of us to see. Sky, you're appearing now on Twitch, which is the interactive live streaming service. How do you socialize with people there, and what questions do they ask you?
So I started out on Twitch during like the COVID circuit breaker. You know, we couldn't really go out very much and live performances were pretty much not a thing in that time. So I turned to the online space trying to find an alternative. And it's been a lot of fun, actually. Like, I get the chance to meet people from all over the world. And I think people online are a bit less reserved, maybe because it's not face to face. They're way more daring to ask questions and to be curious and to be genuine, and they're very brave in asking questions about my life, my disability, my music, and interacting without any red tape, so to speak. It's been a lot of fun getting to share my own perspectives and life stories with everyone while also being able to share my music with them.
Right, beautiful indeed. Now, Claire, let's bring you back into the conversation. We understand you are a disability arts advocate. So share with us how else you think the music sector here can be more barrier-free when it comes to disabled or differently abled musicians and singers. And I also want to hear hear from Sky once Claire has shared her perspective.
You know, like Sky has pointed out, every one of us come with different perspectives, life experiences, and life itself. And I believe that disability is a catalyst for creativity and new innovation. And if we can put down our preconceived notions of disability, if we can put down usual social standards and hierarchy, and actually pay attention and care about each other's access needs and cater to everyone, create this really safe space, then we create a platform where a lot of groundbreaking discoveries can happen. And that to me is barrier-free, a barrier-free environment.
What about physical barriers, Claire? Are we okay here in that regard?
I think there's a lot of things that can still be done, definitely, especially if we are talking about going into details. Not everywhere has lift access. Not everywhere has a ramp. And this pertains to the stage and theatre environments. But I think we are getting there. You know, I've heard of many initiatives where we are trying to make the buildings and performance venues more accessible.
And Sky?
Yes.
Would you like to add to that?
I think what Claire has mentioned is true. There has been a lot more efforts to make locations and environments more inclusive, though unfortunately this does not apply everywhere. Of course, there are still places where it is a bit more unfriendly. I think to talk about beyond the physical space as well, you know, access in terms of getting to the place and staying there for long periods of time. So it can actually expand beyond just the stage area as well, to include things like changing rooms and even washrooms and toilets as well. So Claire and I, we have performed at various events together, and sometimes it would be like maybe the stage is wheelchair friendly but the dressing room is not,
and then we would have to try to
find alternatives and work around it. So I think it's more than just one area, but really an ecosystem leading to the stage and off it, where we can function and thrive as performers. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, you know, we know of quite a number of differently abled musicians and stars, some of them with not just physical challenges, but some with psychological, mental health challenges as well. Andrea Bocelli is a very famous visually impaired tenor, and pop star Demi Lovato has also disclosed her bipolar diagnosis. How do they, especially those with hidden disabilities, make you feel? Would you like to begin, Claire?
There are many people around us with invisible disabilities, and there are many people who has told me as well that if I didn't say anything, they wouldn't have noticed. So I have actually deliberated a lot on whether I should disclose it or not, because if I do, then how would people judge me? Would things change? Would people pay me less or respect me less, especially because I teach as well? So would my students, how would my students react to a visually impaired teacher, you know? And then I start to think that I shouldn't be ashamed of who I am. And because the my disability is a part of me, my disability makes me the educator and the artist I am. So if I can share that with people and I take pride in that, then maybe, just maybe, I am, you know, creating opportunities where we can dispel these deep-seated notions and perspectives that the disabled is not as worthy as the mainstream. It is a kind of advocacy and representation that I'm going for when I so bravely, or rather so openly, just tell people, hey, I am disabled, I am blind. And it's about how we can work together to take care of each other's success needs, so that we all can produce the best work possible.
Beautifully said. Yeah. Beautifully said. Thank you very much, Claire. And finally, Sky, give us a preview of what we can expect at your performance this Saturday at Temasek Shophouse. Very quickly.
I think this Saturday at Temasek Shophouse, we can really look forward to an inclusive concert and performance where we don't just pigeonhole people into, or pigeonhole art even into, like disabled art or non-disabled art. People of all abilities are really coming together as one to collaborate and to create. And there will be a lot of exciting performances. Like Claire mentioned earlier, there will be musical performances. There will also be visual art performances. And it's all happening within 1.5 hours, from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Temasek Shophouse. And I understand it is a public event, and everyone is welcome to come down and join us. So very excited to see everyone then.
Absolutely. Sky Shen is a singer-songwriter with muscular dystrophy, and Claire Teo, a visually impaired, classically trained soprano. See them live in concert this Saturday. Check them out at Temasek Shophouse's Bazaar and Workshop. Go to temasekshophouse.org.sg.